Start your day at the Torah, Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Cohen.
As we stand now on the threshold of Yom HaKippurim, Toshien Pei Beis, we have to reflect on what happened on Yom HaKippurim, Toshien Pei Aleph. In retrospect, reflecting on the past year, we now know that the Gzar Din, which was handed down to Klal Yisrael last Yom Kippur, with the Chasima of the Din, was, Rachmana Litzlan, a very, very severe one. And just this mere thought, just thinking about this, should really strike fear into everyone's heart. We don't know what's in store for us this year, but we do know for sure that Yodenu, it's in our hands as to what will happen with the Gemar Din of this year, Yom Kippur. It's very much in our hands. You know, the Slichas were written by the Paitonim, the Rishonim, and they're all written, I'm sure you've noticed over the time saying Slichas, all written in a poetic form, all the Slichas. So I just want to give you my humble offering of a poem, a poetic form, just one stanza, Efsa, which prepares for Yom Kippur. By tomorrow eve, our fate will be sealed. But a sincere tshuva will act as our shield. So, my friends, do not despair, because mocha yiyeh ha'os hazeh. I want to begin with the lashon of the Torah in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. But the Torah brings a mosel. Torah describing the whole process from Yimei Aslichas, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Haseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, says the Torah, Moshe Lomad Avodayim Alim, LeMedina Shechayeves Mas Nemelech, a Medina which owes a tax to a king. But LeNostanu, they didn't pay up. And the years went by and they still didn't pay up. And they sent reminders, the blue ones and the red ones and the black ones, and he still didn't pay up. So he came along, Boy Lechayel, he came along with an army, L'Gvoisoi, to claim from the Medina. Keshin Iskarev Eleo, he came close, says the Medrash, Asora Parsois, which is 40 mil, which is quite a distance. Yotsu Gdoila Medina Likrosoi. The great, the older ones of the Medina, the Choshu ones came out to meet him. And he said, Melech, Ein lanu malitzen lecho. We don't have what to pay. We can't afford the tax. He niach lem shlish. So you let go a third. So Mavata on the third of the tax. Kimish and Iskar of Yosei came even closer. Yotsu Beinoine ha'ir Likrosoi. The stump people, the average people, it's the middle, medium choshev mentioned came out. Race, the Rosh Yakol, whatever it is. In Yechlem Shlisheni, he was Mavat on a third, another third. Keshin Iskarev Yosei came close to the town. Yotsu Kol B'nei Ha'olik Rosoi, in Yechlem Akol. The whole town came out to meet the king. Melech, we haven't got what to pay. So he said, okay, he will Mavat on the last third. Says the Medrash Kach, Amelech Zah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'nei HaMedina Eilu Yisrael. And throughout the year, unfortunately, they build up a cheshbon of avonis, to owe the king. Erev Rosh Hashanah, hagdolim misanim, so the older ones, the greatest ones, the gedolim Yisrael and misanim, they fast. Umavata lehem shlish avonisem. So HaKadosh Baruch is mavata on the third of the avonis. Asor yomim, asor shmei tshuva, beinoinim misanim, like the minig used to be. Even average yid, shtikal abal madrega, Shvorchus Mavata gives over his Mavata on the second Shlish. Yom HaKippurim, HaKol Misanin, every single member of a Klal Yisrael, men, women, everyone fasts. Sporach is Mavata HaKol. Gives up on everything. This is the lashon of the Medrash. So by the end of Yom Kippur, hopefully, we're completely forgiven all our avims. That's the lashon the Torah brings down. So the Beis Yosef asks the question. He wants to understand the Torah. He says, I don't understand. He's telling me that Erev Rosh Hashanah is equal to Yom Kippur. Because Erev Rosh Hashanah takes off a third, and Yom Kippur takes off a third. Can that be? Can Erev Rosh Hashanah be as choshev and as powerful and has the schus of kapora as much as Yom Kippur itself? So he freaked the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef, following words. He says, the first third is the easiest to be forgiven, to have a kapora. The second third is a bit more difficult. The last third is the most difficult. Therefore, Takim Kippur is more choshev, because it's most difficult to have a kapora on the last third. So the Mefarshim of the Beis Yosef ask, well, depends, doesn't it? Depends on the numbers here. If you've got, how can it be, if you've got a tzaddik who's got 30 averus, for example, against a rosha who's got 300 averus. So we're going to say that the last 10 of the tzaddik, 10, just 10 averus, are more difficult than the whole 100, the first 100 of the rosha. He's got 100. He's got 300. So an Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat takes care of 100. And that's easy. And it comes to the tzaddik, the last 10 is difficult. Surely, if you're working with numbers here, how do you work it out just by dividing in thirds? You get the question? That's the question which the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash asks on this Medrash, which the Beis Yosef quotes. So he answers Gavadi, he answers like this. He also, you have to understand what is a chet and what is the neshama of a yid. So he says, imagine you have a beged, a beautiful, white, pristine tablecloth. And somebody goes, like often happens, and spills some wine on the tablecloth. Or you have a lovely white dress, and some oily substance falls on the dress. Just cooking in the kitchen with the dress, what a silly thing to do. And oil spritzes all over the dress. Okay, so what do? You put it in the washing machine. And what happens? What happens? Well, the stain has got an oily substance, a thickness to it. So when you put it in the first time, first wash, so a bit comes out. What happens? It's still there, the stain's still there. Nachamal, you put it again into the washing machine. And what happens? A bit more of the stain comes out. But it's embedded inside the material, in the fabric, the thickness, there. Let's say there's a blood stain, which we know is very difficult to remove. Then, you put it in the third time and the fourth time. Use the best detergent. Unless you try St. Moritz, which will ruin the fabric, then it's not going to come. There always remains a stain there. Always. We know, you know that. You know what the Pesach tablecloth looks like? Yeah, what can you do? That's part of the Seder table, you know. A bit of stain here, stain there. You can't possibly get out all the wine stains or all the oily stains. They can't. So he said the same thing. The first tshuva, the first and the first 30, it doesn't mean the first number. It means all averus. There's a top layer of Navarus. That top layer comes off with the first lot. Erev Hashanah, well, it takes up. Comes again and says, Shmei Tshuva is more intense because to take off the second layer, it needs more cleaning, a more thorough scrubbing, better detergent, better Tshuva, both in intensity, in Kamas and in Echos, quality and quantity. So the next layer gets off. Oh, but the last layer is so deeply embedded in our Neshomas of the Chet, it doesn't come off. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch created a gewaltige day called Yom Kippur. It's Tzumoy Shel Yom, where the day has an amazing power of kapora. The day itself carries within it that and only that can achieve to completely remove even the last stain of the neshama. And the neshama returns to its beautiful, white, clean, pristine state. Only Yom Kippur itself can do that. And that's why we need Yom Kippur after everything. Because we have to understand what the Neshama Kedosha is. Who are we? Neshama. Neshama is a chilek alikamimah. It's getlichkeit. It's pure ruchnias. And there's nothing more evil, more disgusting to the Neshama, more staining, more dirty to the beautiful Neshama than a chet. We don't realize the power of a chet. But let's talk about the Neshama. I once heard from a yid, and it's Yisrael Dekayid. You see, he told me, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Yeah, the Shmuel says, I will be sanctified, Kodesh Pesach B'nai Yisrael. So he said, if you take the word B'nai Yisrael, Beis Nun Yud, Yud Siyin Reish Aleph Lamed. Yeah? Take out the Toich. What's the Toich? The middle letter of B'nai Yisrael, the middle letters. You've got the Nun, and a resh. Nun and a resh, that's ner. Ner lekim nishmas adam. And that's the first in the Shoma. Now, look back at the letters which are left there. What's left on the Bnei Yisrael? I would take them like the Nun and the Resh. B, Yesh, Kale. B, Yesh, Kale. Three words. And yet, you have listened. What's his Neshama? You've got to write it out to see it. I haven't got a blackboard here. You see it. You're left and you take out the Ner, the Kim, the describing what the Neshama is. B, Yesh, Kale. That's what it is. So that's the Neshama Kadosha. A chet, the slightest chet which a person does, is the most evil thing. When the Rambam describes about tshuva, and describes as matzah before, the words he uses, he says this person who sinned is meshukatz or matuv be'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, disgusting, abominable in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, oh, we're talking about a yid here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a son to a father, but that's what chet is. But achshav, after tshuva, he's oh, v'nechmod, v'yedid, he's beloved and wanted and desired in every single way, and the closest friend. Because that's what happens beforehand when a person does a chet, then it's absolutely disgusting. The tumor that there is on the neshama, that only can be removed by Yom Kippur itself. Nothing else can remove that. And I once thought, that's why we wear kittel Rosh Hashanah. Kittel is a beautiful white baguette, everything down to the surrounding, rounding the caps, everything wears a beautiful kittel, right? Because you want to keep it clean. It's bad enough, say the night, what happens when you drop a bit of wine falls on the kittel. Oy, vey, 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 vey. In Kippur, you come along with a white kittel, had it clean since Pesach, obviously. Hopefully, you remember to do that. And you come along with this beautiful white kittel. Now, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Keheles, B'chol yoim, yil b'gadecha levonim. Every day, your clothes should be white. V'shemen al roshcha al yechzar. Shlema merch moshel about tshuva. A person should make sure that he's clean, he's perfect, he's white. And the shaman is also shaman Rosh Chalyachsar. First, in fact, his hair is clean. This type of shampoo is clean. No, Pshat is a person should imagine. He was walking around with white clothes and he's got a bottle of oil on his head. He's carrying a bottle of oil on his head. How careful he's going to be with every step. He doesn't move it and the oil will fall over his beautiful white baguette. Shaman Rosh Chalyachsar. That's how you have to view the fact, is neshama. How careful every step you have to take because you want to keep your kittel clean. So as we enter Yom Kippur and we leave Yom Kippur mentioned with the same beautiful white kittel, have in mind that's how you want to stay. You want to keep your neshama. It's just been clean now. Your neshama has just undergone now the best possible cleaning which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. Let's try and keep it that way. Imagine, how are you going to keep it that way? Imagine your Shema Rosh Chalyachsa, you've got this bottle, balancing this bottle of oil on your head and you want to keep it clean. Take every step carefully. Consider every act you do, every thought, every word you say. Is it in line with Shulchan Aruch? May I not? That way you'll keep your kittel clean. You'll keep your beged, your neshama, your beautiful neshama, just been cleaned. Keep trying. And that's why Chazal say that the first day of Sukkot is Rishon Cheshbon Avonos. Because till then, people are so osuk by mitzvahs, and they haven't got time for avirus, and hopefully Taka, their neshama, keeps that pristine state. And the longer we can keep it, the better. Because only Yom Kippur can achieve that beautiful cleansing that we have. And this is what we say, Ashreichem Yisroel. The Mishnah says, Ashreichem Yisroel. If Nemiyatim Matarin, the Mishnah end of Yuma. If Nemiyatim Matarin, Mi Matar Eschem, Avichem Shabashomayim. Who is Matar you? Only Avichem Shabashomayim. The Medrash says that they asked Chochma, what should happen to a Yid who's done an Avera? He said, Pasuk, Rishoyim Tirdof Ra, there's no Eitzah. He'll be pursued by evil. He's going to be punished. There's no other Eitzah. They asked Nevuah, what should a person who's done a Chet, what can be done with him? Nefesh HaChetas Tomos, no Eitzah. And they asked the Torah Kedosha, without a Korban, there's no Eitzah. Then he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Icha Ba'Eitzah Fa'ich. And that Eitzah is Tshuva. Yes, you can be helped. That's Eitzah only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoido Va'Atzmoy, who enables our Neshomas to be cleaned. And that's what we're saying. Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem metarim. Lifnei mi atem metarim. Umi metar eschem. No one else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, you wouldn't stand a chance. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. There's a letter from the Rambam where the Rambam was approached by someone, he was told the following maisa. He was told that a certain yid, choshev yid in the town, who didn't want to say vidui. He didn't want to say, why not? He says, avshamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, I never stole. Dibanu doifi, I never said nibul peh. Worse things, chomasnu, I never did anything like that. Yatsnu ra, no, why should I say it? I'm not shakran. I'm not going to say it. No, say I'm not going to say it. So there's a letter, a beautiful letter from the Rambam. But the Rambam himself writes that when we say these words, we're not talking about just the actual Avera of Geneva, the Groba Avera of Geneva that we seem to be talking about. No. He said every single Avera is like a tree. It has Sharoshim, it has Anofim, it has branches. And from those big branches, go smaller branches. And from the smaller branches, give a smaller branch. And every branch, there's many, many, many leaves. All of these are part of every Avera. So Geneva doesn't just mean putting a hand into somebody's pocket, taking it. It's all anything which one does in any way to steal something from something else, right down to Geneva's das, you say a word which is perhaps not so honest, and a word of Chanufa, all that, everything. There's so many, many different, many, many little branches. All those are included in one word, Gazalnu. Can you say you're free of any slightest thing connected? And etc. He went on. He went on all each one like that. And you talk about saying Sheker. What do you mean saying Sheker? Is not possible that once you said one thing which wasn't 100% true? It's also a branch. It might be a small branch, but it's also a branch of Avera. Every single branch of every single Avera, they're all included in it all. And therefore, there's no such thing as a person. It's not possible you haven't done something. And therefore, he tells this person, I highly recommend that you should say vidui as well, because it refers to you as well as it refers to anyone. You think, let's example. There are many people, many of us as well, sometimes we think, you're saying vidui, you know, what am I saying here? Do I mean it seriously? Does the taka affect me? So if you realize that taka, there's so many, many different details and branches in every one single Avera, and each tiny little thing can very much hurt and spoil and stain our neshamas, then a vada would say vidui, because we realize that affects, if we can, like the Chayodom, and the list out even every single part of Avera, but even if not, just to realize that we are affected by every single Avera. Rabbi Yaakov Naiman said he came out once from Shul on the first day of Slichas, and he said to a Yid next to him, a Yid over 60 years old, finally Yid, and he said to him, "No, have you done Tshuva? Have you done Tshuva?" So he said to him, "I tell you, Rabbi, I haven't done Tshuva. Nothing to do Tshuva for. I haven't gone to the Tshuva for. You know, lived there, had a good year. This is what he said to him." And he said to him, Rabbeinu Nissim writes in his vidui, Rabbeinu Nissim, that Mekaf Regel Vadroish Eimim Mesoim, I am so full of Averas, because he understood what an Avera is. And this Yid says, you know, no, I'm fine, I'm an Elach Yid, I do everything right, I haven't got what to do Tshuva for. Sometimes people have us a machshava, how far that is from the truth, all because we don't understand the Chayma Chet, and how much, what you want to stay with the stain in the Shoma, how terrible. You've got a chance now, Gevalda Gatov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be cleaned. Use the opportunity. The only way we can use the opportunity is by doing tshuva. And therefore we have to start. We have to start at least. There's a medrash brought down the Sefer Reishis Chachma. The medrash is like this. Dorash Rabbeinu. God doel kerecho shel tshuva. Great is the kerech of tshuva. Shekiven she'odom mechashev beliboy. But thinks in his heart. Last is tshuva. Miad, immediately, oyla va'emedes, this thought goes up and stands with nekis Yaakov. As soon as a person intends to do tshuva, he intended to do tshuva, he came to him kippah, yeah, he's waiting for Kondidre, sitting in his base, he wants to do tshuva. That thought presents itself in front of the kis Yaakov, and that already achieves something. So Rabbi Tzon, Kerech Vayoyer asks, what do you mean? But we all know that tshuva means there's a certain din, which you have to accompany. You have to have charata, regret. You have to have aziva, leave the chet, kabbalah labo, and vidui. Without that, you haven't done tshuva. And Yom Kippur is not mechapa without tshuva. Make no mistake. We pass like Rabban, and Yom Kippur is not mechapa. You need to do tshuva. So you do have these things that you need to do. So what's it going to have to say that he's got this thought? So he says, and this is such an encouraging, positive thought for us to know. The Akash Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva, and he's waiting for us to do tshuva. And as soon as we have this positive thought, a I'm not talking about some airy fairy flight of fancy. Yes, nice to do tshuva, why not? I'm talking about a serious, sincere thought. I really want to do tshuva. I want to get that. I want to purify my neshama. If he does that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that machshava and that soul behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Habol Letayim is sign loy. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. And that's Takip Tzat in the Mishnah. Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefnei Mi Atem Metayrim, Umi Metayr Eschem. The Mishnah goes on to explain that there's a Rakti Aleicha Mayim Tayrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sprinkle you with Mayim Tayrim, and Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. So all the Mepharshim say, there are two parts in the process of Tumah and Tahara, which you have in the Tumah and Tahara in this world, by Tumas Mes. And make no mistake, Aveira, Aveira is Aveida Zorah. And Aveida Zorah is Tumas Mes. Anything going against HaKadosh Baruch is a b'chin of Aveida Zorah, Tumas Mes. The only way to get to Tumas Mes, you need Zrika, and Shlishi Yom Shvi, Zrikas Mechatos, from the Torah Duma, and then Tefillah. What happens? Tefillah, you've got to do. You've got to go into the mikveh. Zrika, you don't do anything. You just stand there and you get sprinkled upon. After being sprinkled upon, then you go into the mikveh. If you weren't sprinkled upon, then it doesn't help. You can't go into the mikveh because you can't become toy unless you have the zrika shnishi yishvi. So that's the process that happens. Once you have this machshava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sprinkles upon us the mei tara, enabling us afterwards to tovel ourselves in the mikveh. Because he sets it into motion. We have to have the first machshava. And if that, and that's what the Medrash is saying. If you've got a sincere machshava, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, then I'll start the process by being Zurek the Meichatos, Zurek the Zarakti Aleichem, Mayim Tahirim, Mutahatim, Mikol Timisechem, Umikol Gilulechem, all the disgusting Averis Atayr Eschem. Then you'll be able to go into the mikveh, and then Yom Kippur, you'll tovel yourself with your tshuva, which I will enable you to do. And the Chasam Sofer says that Yom Kippur, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is Menat Torah. Menat Torah, you have to be Mekabel, the Inuim, and Kedushas Yom Kippur before the day actually starts. Menat Torah, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Why? So he says, because at that point, there is the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the Zrika on us. So that when Yom Kippur comes, we're ready in the mode of being able to do tshuva, of being able to start our own Avodah. So we're prepared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of prepares us by doing the Zrika. And that's the Ashreichem Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem betarim, you do the tarot. Umi metayir eschem. First, you've got the mi metayir eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the zrika to you. We don't do anything. We just stand there and get the zrika. And then lifnei mi atem betarim. And then we go and do our tefillah in the mikveh, which is Yom Kippur, which is metayras. But it all has to start with the first machshava. That we need to do. Of course, we've got to do the avoid of tshuva after that as well. But once you have the first machshava, this beautiful machshava, oile of the medes of nikisei hakavod, and the Baruch sees the sincere will to do tshuva, the rotzon to do tshuva, and the Baruch says, "Right, let's go." The Baruch zurek, the raktelech maim tahirim, and that will bring us to a state where we feel we want to do tshuva. It's the tzumei shelyom mechaper, and in that way, the Baruch helped us. We managed to wipe away finally all the tumah of the averos. And become once again that the neshama kedusha comes back to this beautiful, pristine state the way it should be. At the end of Ne'ilah, we say, bring the pasuk in the chesbol, kiloi sachpoitz b'mois ha'meis. Kiloi sachpoitz b'mois ha'meis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want for the dead person to die. Now, normally, dead people are dead. And now, people who die is because they're dead because they died, right? So what does it mean, b'mois ha'meis, when a dead person died? What then did he do? If he's dead, he must have died. So what does it mean, b'mois ha'meis? Shouldn't it say, b'mois ha'chai, not b'mois ha'meis. What does it mean, b'mois ha'meis? What's the posh pshat? So I saw a beautiful pshat, which something which can be a chizuk, which we can use, to cover on ourselves in kippah. Ki yodua, Chasam Sofer, the Chofetz Chaim's famous vort. On the pasuk Zoi Satoira, Adam Kiyomus Ba'oyel, pasuk Parshas Chukas. So the Chazal say, Ein Torah Niknes Atchem Mei Misatzme Aleh. Can't be kind of Torah till you kill yourself for it. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, what do you mean? V'chai Ba'em Shteit, you're supposed to live with Torah, not killed with Torah, besides for the three worst averis. So what does it mean? Ein Torah Niknes, you can't acquire Torah Atchem Mei Misatzme Aleh. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the famous marshal. There was a Yid who had a very busy, successful shop which he used to run with his wife, and every day filled up customers from 9 o'clock. And his life was getting busier and busier and busier. And one day he stopped and he thought to himself, "Hey, where am I going? I'm not here to make money in this world. I'm here to get to Olam Haba in a good state. But Torah, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. What's happening with me? What's happening with my life? You know what? Tomorrow morning after davening, I'm staying at the Beis Medrash. Staying here for 2 hours, I'm going to learn." That's what he did. So instead of arriving 9 o'clock in the shop, he walked in 11 o'clock, and the place was teeming with customers. And his wife said, "Where have you been? Where have you been? You know, customers coming and going." So he said, "I was busy with something. Something cropped up." He was frightened of his wife. "Something cropped up. Okay." So the next day, Nochamana Maisa, again, it's the same thing. Again, he walks in 11 o'clock. Again, she's pulling out. "Well, what's going on there? Where have you been? What are you doing? We're losing customers." He says, something urgent. I had to take care of something urgent. When it happened the third time, his wife said, "What's going on with you?" So he said, "Imagine that come 9 o'clock, and Rachman of the Tzlon, the Malachim Abbas would turn up and say, 'Okay, your time is up, I'm taking you.' Would you say to him, 'You can't do that. The shop's full of customers. What do you mean? We need him here. You can't do that. You can't take him away now.' You couldn't say that, could you? Well, you should know. Every morning at 9 o'clock, imagine that I've gone from this world. I'm not alive anymore. Why does it bother you if at 11 o'clock I have to chesam esim and I turn up again? Fine. I'm back again. Baruch Hashem. Should be happy. From now on, every day from 9 to 11, I'm not here on this world. I've got more important things to take care of. That world. I move out of this world." So he said, that's pshat. So he said, Torah. He said in the Mishnah, means a person has to consider himself dead. He's consider himself that he's not in this world anymore. That's how you become the Torah. Otherwise, you'll be so busy and swept up and taken up with all your worldly, mundane affairs that you'll never get down to it. You'll just never get down to really doing what you need to do in this world, become the Torah. That's the Chofetz Chaim's moshel. So that's the Tai Chi. When we say these words in Ne'ir, think of this. Kiloy sachpoitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want b'mois hameis. He doesn't want that when the dead person dies. He wants b'mois hachai. He wants when the live person is still alive and he should consider himself dead and make useful this world. That's what he's done. Then he should become says Torah, Adam ki yomus ba'oil. Yes, there's a time when I have to consider I can't, and now I need to concentrate and focus on Olam Haba. Even if that means I've got to consider myself dead. Yes, correct. He wants you to give up this world for the things that will bring you true living. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. I want to finish one other, the Dvar Chizuk, with which we can make a Kabbalah Efsha in the coming year to be better. We all need to make some sort of Kabbalah. We know that you can't start with things which are too high and ignore the basics. You know, you can't have somebody who can recover himself to do lots of chesed, and at home he's abusive to his wife and his family. No, you know, that's the wrong way to go about it. You always got to start with the basics. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Beis, Pono el tefillah so aror, v'loi vozo es tefillah so. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to the tefillah of aror. Aror, Rashi says, means a tzoyek, somebody calls out Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'loi vozo, he doesn't despise the tefillah. So the Medrash says on this, I don't have the loss of the Medrash here, the Medrash says that this is referring to our generations. Generations after Chor Mesa Mikdash, when there's no Mesa Mikdash, there's no Kohen Gadol doing Avodah, there's no Novi, we don't have any of that. Yeah, says the Medrash, Tefillah Achas Nishtair Olehem, there's one tefillah which is left on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Al Tevazes Tefilaso, V'loi Vozo. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't despise the tefillah. Don't despise the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is what the Medrash says, pshat, in these words. And the question is, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu despise our tefillah and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on the country? It's the best tefillah in the year. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, despise this tefillah? What does the Medrash mean? So I thought, Efshel Pshat Zazoy. What's the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which you say once a year? It's the tefillah, the main tefillah, of which describes the Kedushas Hayoim, the Malchus, of V'chein Tein Pachtecha, V'chein Tein Kavod, V'chein Tzadikim, V'simloi Chato Hashem Lavadecha, Kodesh Hato Vadeiru Shemecha, etc. This is the tefillah which was only said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is the tefillah which we're referring to. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu despise that? I'll tell you why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should despise that. Chas v'sholom. Because you realize, Rabbi Yisai, that every single day, three times a day, we say a tefillah which encompasses exactly what we say in those. You look at it. Al kein in the kavalocha Hashem alekeinu. Lirosh mehera b'sifaros lecha. Lahavir gilulim min haaretz. I haven't got a machzah here in front of me. But we say those, a machzah of Yom Kippur. Let's go, kavalcha. When we say these words, thank you very much. All the tefillahs in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, Musaf, whatever it is, we say these words in Eitein Pachka, and you'll find these same words, which appear again in Al Kein Nekava just as much. Lahavir gilulim min haaretz. Kisavir memshel azodim min haaretz. Olilim karisu karisu. Lesakin oilom b'malchus shakad. V'chol b'nei vosor yikru v'shmecha. Lahaf nisan lacha kol nisharetz. Yakiru v'yedu kol v'esh v'sevel. Ki l'chot yichrako barech nishava kol l'shen. All describing and defining the fact, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nekave l'cha, hoping and praying and waiting, that we should be zoicha to the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus will rule over this whole world. We say this clearly in Alkei Nekaveh. Think about it. And the phrases and the words are so similar and so reminiscent of all these, this tefillah and tefillah. So Yid comes again for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and a davening got not tefillah Alkei Nekaveh, sorry, v'chein tein pachtuch Hashem Alekeinu, and he's pouring out his heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, hello, hey, where were you yesterday and the day before in Shachris and Mincha and Maariv? When he said the same words and he just babbled them off without thinking what you're saying. And that Chas v'Shalom can be a kitrug. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al tevaz est vilasa. Even though they're coming Rosh Hashanah now, and they're saying, expressing the same sentiments and the same lofty concepts with which we say every single day, three times a day. And you might have a taina that every day they say it without kavana. So say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, Al tevaz est vilasa. This tefillah which they say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they pour their hearts out and say about kavana, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these words of this words of David HaMelech and Tehillim. Pono al tefillah sa'aral, turn to the tefillah of this toik, va'al tevaz es vilasom. Which tefillah? The tefillah of the Shere Shalom Kippur. But hopefully, we should be able to realize and understand, and take this with us into the year, that the tefillah which we say of Al Kein Nekaveh, remember, I've just said this today in Yom Kippur, I said this in Shonim Kippur, and it meant so much to me, and I said it was such an outpouring of feeling, and it's oirus. So when I come to Yom Kippur Maariv, and it comes the next day, and I say Al Kein Nekaveh, remember these very same words. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should stop, think. And that will be an amazing Kabbalah. Because that means every day, three times a day, we'll have a chizuk on the fact that we're Kabbalah ourselves, O Malchus Shemayim, and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the final Ge'ula, which will be that we'll be able to maintain to some degree, Be'ezer Hashem, the purity of our neshamas extending into the year. And that's what we daven for. We should be sure that the kippah should bring a kapara, and without and the shomer should take it clean the way only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. And that's Ashreichem Yisrael. And Emes, all of us are hoping, awaiting, as we say always at the end of Slichas, Amcha v'nachloscha, re'evi tuvcha, those who are hungry for your goodness, tzimeh chaslecha, thirsty for your kindness, te'evi yishecha, desiring your salvation, yakiru v'yedu, recognize and know that one thing, ki l'Hashem elokeinu, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaRachmim HaSlichos. Machasim HaToyev HaGutiyah.